Once upon a time, on a text thread far, far away, there was a group of church staff who wanted to make Lent really special for everyone in the land. So they talked about all the Lent themes like sin and sorrow and living in the world as it is instead of the world as it should be. When Pastor Catherine, or Pastor Mark if you don't like the idea, Pastor Catherine said, "Hey, you know what? I feel like we've been living in Lent since last year. What if we lighten things up just a little bit? We use the same hymns, we use the liturgy for Lent, but for the sermons, we go with something a little lighter. Like the time we named all the sermons after journey songs, or the time I used Hamilton lyrics throughout all of my sermons. What if we did something like that?" It was a long wait for a text message to come back. She waited. And she waited, and she waited, and finally there was a hand clapping emoji, there was a heart emoji, there was a gif of Wonder Woman. Actually, no, that didn't happen. There was no gif of Wonder Woman. All these things came across her screen, and it was decided, yes, we would still mark the Sundays of Lent with the right liturgy and the appropriate music, but the sermons would be based on the top 8 Disney movies chosen by the congregation out of a field of 62. And we will reveal them in a countdown just like we did the Christmas hymns a couple of years ago. Once this proclamation was read at the meeting of the Zoom, there was much rejoicing, and the congregation and extended viewership of MPC online live happily ever after. The end. Please join me in a spirit of prayer. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts bring glory to you. Open our hearts and our minds to who it is you are calling us to be. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our second scripture this morning is from the prophet Jeremiah, beginning with chapter 1. Listen. "Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 'Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations.' Then I said, 'Oh, Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak, for I am only a boy.' But the Lord said to me, 'Do not say I am only a boy, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord.' Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, 'Now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and over kingdoms, to pluck up and to pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant.'" The stories of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Today we begin the big reveal. The top 8 Disney movies, including the Marvel and Star Wars franchises, as chosen by members and friends of MPC. I'm super excited. Here we go. Number 8. Drum roll. I'm going to spark out a drum roll. National Treasure. This movie was released in 2004. It starred Nicolas Cage, John Voight, and Harvey Keitel. You know what? No, I'm not preaching on American Treasure. If Kathy, our local historian, loves that movie so much, she can preach on it. I'm going to number 7. Okay, number 7 on our list, drum roll. Moana. Moana was released in 2016 and featured the songwriting skills of Lin-Manuel Miranda, who was hired before his Hamilton fame. It featured the debut of Ali'i Cravalho, voicing the lead character, Moana, and The Rock as Maui. It tells the story of the daughter of the chief of a Polynesian village who is chosen by the ocean to reunite a mystical relic with the goddess of Te Fiki. But first, she must defy her father, sail out past and way beyond the reef, and find the legendary demigod Maui and his hook. Her adventure is based on traditional Polynesian mythology, with many of the names and stories based on ancient Polynesian tales and some truly universal themes, including discovering who you are and who you are meant to be. Much like Jeremiah in our Old Testament reading, Moana starts out very young. An early scene shows Moana as a toddler wandering alone down to where the waves are gently lapping on the beach. As she approaches, the waters gently part, and Moana makes her way to the shell that's been left there by the ocean. Then she takes a few more steps to another shell that's been left, and she toddles to a shell even further still. She's surrounded on three sides by walls of water that allow her to see into the ocean. And as the viewer, we know that she is not in danger. Even as a big wave comes up over her head, it pauses and then playfully places a flower in her hair. The ocean gives her a green stone, what we learn later is the heart of Te Fiki. And when we hear Moana's father's voice calling her, the wave gives her a gentle ride back to shore. Moana's call from the ocean isn't perfectly clear to her yet, but the seed, or the heart, has been planted. And just like our young Jeremiah, she and others will have times when they doubt. There are as many calls in Scripture as there are people trying to get out of them. Moses tried to convince God his stutter was too much to overcome. Jonah was so disruptive about his call that he literally got on a ship heading in the other direction. Moving to the New Testament, a young woman is asked to carry God's son, and she responded, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." What does God's call on our lives look like? I'm assuming none of us are at the beach right now, being gently called into the ocean. I mean, you'd bring me with you, right? I'm quite sure none of us have been anointed by the Lord or asked to filibuster for Pharaoh or chosen to care for the Messiah. Again, you'd let me know, right? The thing about a call is it doesn't need to be of biblical or Disney-like proportions to be important. All that matters is that we have ears to hear. God calls to us in unexpected ways, but through the voice in our hearts and through the world and the people around us. God is speaking. For Moana, it was her grandmother who gave her the knowledge and the nudge that she needs. "You are your father's daughter, stubbornness and pride. Mind what he says, but remember, you may hear a voice inside. And if the voices starts to whisper, to follow the farthest star, Moana, that voice inside you is who you are." God uses the people, the community, the world around us to guide us and to nudge us into being who it is that God is calling us to be. And it is because of this community that we are able to step out and live into this call. We live in an increasingly secular society, and a divided one at that. There are a lot of reasons to look around and come to the conclusion that all hope is lost. This is where we count on our people, our community, to remind us whose we are, to help us regain our hope and embrace our mission, to share love and the good news. Toward the end of the movie, Moana has given up hope, and her grandmother returns to remind her who she is and that she is not alone. Moana asks, "Who am I?" And as she begins to answer the question, in song, of course, she envisions her community, those who came before her, who give her strength to continue on her mission. I know most of us don't go about our day spontaneously bursting into song. I know most of us won't have a Disney movie based on our lives complete with Lin-Manuel Miranda's soundtrack. I know most of us aren't the daughter of a chief palling around with an animal sidekick, the telltale sign of a Disney princess. I know that most of us are not from the land of Nunya, None your business. Sorry, I had to get that in there somewhere. The Rock made me do it. The point is this. Whatever God's call on our lives is, it's bound to be one that pulls us out of our comfort zone. Otherwise, it will be called a to-do list, not a call. Strengthened by the community around us, we must go out into the world to share God's love and the good news. Okay, so that's our first sermon based on the Disney movie. How did I do? Did I do okay? What can I say except you're welcome.